With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. While the coronavirus is still spreading around the country, the rate of increase appears to be slowing, at least it has in the past few days. 162,000 new infections reported nationwide yesterday, about 4,000 less than the day before, and Monday's total was below the previous day's number of infections. Amid reports of substantial progress in work on a coronavirus vaccine, the nation's top infectious disease expert voicing confidence in the safety and effectiveness of any vaccine that is cleared for distribution.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the government's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says vaccines will be the way for life to get back to normal. But he understands why people are nervous about being inoculated with drugs that were rushed to approval.
But the speed is a reflection of the extraordinary advances in scientific technology.
He says independent experts are reviewing vaccine data.
People with no skin in the game, financially or otherwise.
And Dr. Fauci is comfortable only safe products will receive FDA approval. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Christopher Krebs is out as the country's top election security official. President Trump fired him after Krebs ruled out fraud as having played any significant role in the election. People have had to flee their homes. A state of emergency has been declared as a wildfire rages in Reno, Nevada. Fierce winds driving the Pine Haven fire. The audio courtesy of KOLO-TV. So far, the blaze has charred at least a dozen buildings, including some homes. On Wall Street, stock futures higher. Dow futures up 164 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 17 points. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning. I'm Adam Portman. There's now a coronavirus test you can take at home and get the results in half an hour without leaving your home. The catch is it's only approved for emergency use and with a prescription. The FDA approved it yesterday. Also yesterday, the number of positive COVID cases in Duval County went above 39,000, while the statewide total went above 897,000. A number of states, not Florida, have imposed new virus-related restrictions on gatherings. A police officer in another state was shot by a murder suspect from this area. No word on how that Montgomery County, Maryland officer is doing, but Sean Brady, the suspect, is dead after himself being shot by police. Brady was wanted for a deadly shooting in Clay County. St. Augustine police say one of their officers was involved in a shooting. Last night, authorities were at a place on Masters Drive looking into a domestic situation. No details yet about injuries. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
That's not far.
What are we going to do? Hike?
Sure.
Are we there yet?
Yep. It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Financial issues plague us all, especially in these uncertain times. Dan Celia helps us navigate these difficult financial times every weekday from 9 till noon on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to see some slow traffic on Phillips Highway headed north just before 295. Add an extra 3 or 4 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Lots of sunshine today. The high will be 65. This evening, we'll see a few clouds and a low near 55. Right now, 53 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Social media giants Twitter and Facebook were back on Capitol Hill again testifying about the issue of censorship. With COVID cases going up in Florida, one local hospital says they haven't seen any evidence of hospitals being overwhelmed right now. As Georgia continues its hand recount, another county found votes not previously included in the election results.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, good morning. 4 minutes after 8 a.m., the three fastest hours anywhere in morning talk radio. Ed, I didn't hear the first hour. Hey, I got the remedy for you. Team Reality's got it all covered.
That's hilarious.
You like that one? Uh-huh. So just... Just go to I love you, Raj. Just go to WBOB.com. Roger, tell them where everybody can get it.
Okay, just go to our website, WBOB.com, and then you can look for the podcast. It's a link
to the podcast as well, but I mean the first hour as well. You can just go to the website, and it'll have where you can click on shows and all that information. Just listen to it of hour number one. And by the way, as Roger pointed out, the podcast, a lot of things that we may extend on the morning show. You said, Ed, I didn't get enough. You went to another topic. That's why it's called a morning show. A lot of people going to work. We got to keep it fast-paced. And to all of you that email me, ed@wbob.com, I answer a lot of the emails. If I don't answer them the length that you email them to me, there's a reason why. I enjoy reading your emails, agree or disagree. A lot of you give me criticism, and that's fine. Team Reality takes the criticism very well. In the days, Roger, when it comes to, like, for example, in sales, I always used to say, I take a no as good as a yes, because the reason why I'm blessed today and the successes I have is because the multitude of failures that I had to endure. So there's a little bit of hopefully a little bit of motivation to some of you out there. And hopefully we make your morning drive a little bit quicker and a little bit more entertaining as we go all the way with you again to 9 a.m. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB. Still hoping for the state of Georgia to make it through for the Trump campaign. The Secretary of State says, hey, guess what? As the recount continues this week, we found another county. Now, remember, it was Floyd County in North Georgia, now just south of Atlanta, Fayette County. Remember, yesterday, 2,600 ballots were found in Floyd County that had not been previously scanned. Yes, the boatload of them did go to Trump, but they still, a decent size, went to Biden as well. Now they found in Fayette County, which is just south of Atlanta, they discovered more in the presidential race that had not been counted. 2,700. 1,500 of that went for Trump, 1,100 went for Biden, and 43 for the Libertarian. But is it going to be enough, including the lawsuits going on in Pennsylvania right now? Fox News, John Roberts.
Williamsport, Pennsylvania today, Rudy Giuliani leading the Trump campaign into court, tried to hold off a motion to dismiss the campaign's challenge to the vote in the Keystone State. If the Obama-appointed judge grants the motion to dismiss, it could be a big blow to the Trump campaign. But Giuliani suggests a loss could be a stepping stone to the Supreme Court. Democrats insist it is already well past time for President Trump to move on. In Georgia, more good news for President Trump today. Another missing memory card. This one in Fayette County, reducing Joe Biden's margin by another 449 votes. Though Biden still leads by nearly 13,000.
There you go. So the Democratic candidate, and now looks like he's going to be sworn in, the VP, former VP, Joe Biden, still leads by 13,000 votes. This, to me, I've always found, and we get a lot of input from you out there, the listener. For those of you that do social media, I am a creature of social media. Now the big two of Facebook and also of Twitter were in front of Lindsey Graham's Senate Judiciary Committee again yesterday. Now, folks, listen to this clip right here by Fox News' Jillian Turner. The issue was around censorship. And, in fact, Facebook and Twitter are both being attacked for the idea and the area surrounding of censorship. But this is the difference here. As you hear the clip, conservatives believe there is too much censorship going on. And when you hear the clip, Democrats believe there's not enough happening for Republicans and against President Trump.
Republicans on the Senate Judiciary panel went all in on accusations that anti-conservative bias has infected every aspect of Twitter and Facebook. They also noted the irony of Twitter's ban on New York Post stories about Hunter Biden's foreign business dealing. Democrats, though, say it's conservatives who are getting a pass on social media. Republicans argued the real problem with social media's role in the presidential election is the left. The other prominent issue today, the hundreds of warning labels slapped on Trump posts during the election. But Democrats are arguing the exact opposite. Warning labels don't go far enough.
The warning labels don't go far enough when it comes to the censorship out there. Listen to this clip. This was host of the Daily Briefing, Dana Perino, the Fox News Network. Mark Zuckerberg was on and recently, and this is what I found very interesting. Again, we need a fact check. We need a red flag, that tweet from a conservative group and from President Trump. And that's fine. These companies can do whatever they want. But they claim that, well, wait a second. On the other side, we shouldn't be the arbiter. We shouldn't be the moderator when it comes to on the issue of, quote, truth.
Twitter decided for the first time ever to fact check one of President Trump's tweets. I'm wondering if you thought that Twitter may have made the wrong decision here.
We have a different policy, I think, than Twitter on this. You know, I just believe strongly that that Facebook shouldn't be the arbiter of truth of everything that people say online. I think in general, private companies probably shouldn't be, or especially these platform companies, shouldn't be in the position of doing that.
But one of my favorites from the Fox Business Network, Dagan McDowell, says these social media companies, their censorship shows their partisanship, and she thinks that they've actually become too big.
Jack Dorsey was asked about this. Why would Twitter flag a post from the President of the United States about mail-in ballots, but allow tweets that glorify violence against Israel by Iran's Ayatollah Ali Khamenei? Because the tech giants, this is an oligopoly. This is controlled by left-wing liberal Silicon Valley billionaires. That's the point. These companies have gotten so big, there is no choice. That's why we're having a hearing.
Now, they are huge. So let me go along with this for the argument. Are they too big? Do they need to be regulated? Well, here's my question. Too big for what? I mean, you've got Parler out there. I don't do Parler. I don't know we, whatever the other ones. I stay on Facebook. I do a little bit of Twitter out there as well. But my question to a lot of you out there, so let me throw a three-parter. Number one, I'm getting emails, Ed and Roger, I'm leaving Facebook. Can I ask why? Now, I understand if you felt that they've censored too much of what you've talked about. I get it. No argument there. But why are many of you leaving Facebook? That's my question. Number two, on the issue of this, if you wanted to regulate these social media groups, thank you. If you want to regulate these social media groups, then how would you want to regulate them? Do you want to regulate their speech? Because, folks, these are private companies. Are we really going to tell them what they should be allowed to censor? I don't like it. Believe me, but we censor things here on the air. We try to censor some of the language. We allow all political thought. We can be the arbiter, but we admit it that it's at least based on opinion. Mm-hmm. Now, the facts that we represent are pretty indisputable, but we still allow both sides. But the bottom line is, for those of you out there at 904-831-0600, how do you believe that Facebook should be regulated? On the morality issue, I don't think they should be regulated on the area of the comments. Roger, I don't like it, but guess what? The company has every right to do it. So that's
they absolutely do. They are a private company, and they can regulate it. You know, the most reasonable way, I think, if you're going to regulate it, if they are too big and they are, quote, a monopoly, then allow cross-platform sharing of posts. For example, if you have a Facebook account, then people on Parler get a chance to see that if they are your friends. To me, that sounds probably the most reasonable.
All right. 904-831-0600. More coming up next. Governors telling you that you should limit the amount of people at your Thanksgiving table. And by the way, it should be heavily regulated. And guess why? Because of COVID-19. We'll have all of this coming up next right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic on Cassett Avenue headed north, right between I-10 and Edgewood Avenue. Add an extra 4 minutes, and if there's anything you see that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Lots of sunshine today. The high will be 65. This evening we'll see a few clouds and a low near 55. Right now, 53 degrees.
Thanksgiving is a special holiday. Even this year, we have a lot to be thankful for. But they're telling us our traditional Thanksgiving celebrations may promote the spread of COVID-19. Here's a tip to help you decide what kind of celebration is right this year. One good thing about living where we do is it's usually pretty warm on Thanksgiving. Have your celebration outside. Doctors say well-ventilated space is best. Can't do much better than outside. However you decide to celebrate, express your thanks this season. This message brought to you by
Millennium Physician Group. Feeling ill? Don't put off seeing a primary care provider. Millennium Physician Group in Northeast Florida is caring for you and your family's primary care needs. The flu and COVID-19 have similar symptoms, so be sure to get treated properly. Millennium offers rapid COVID testing with a required telehealth appointment. With conveniently located offices across Northeast Florida, our physicians are committed to providing accessible quality health care for you and your family. Our offices accept most insurance policies, and all offices are accepting new patients and same-day appointments. For more information, visit millenniumphysician.com.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure.
To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Hangar Bay Cafe is your veteran and locally owned restaurant at the beach, 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe has something for everyone, lunch and dinner, on the go or dine in. Hangar Bay is famous for their ramen, and fried chicken Southern Living says is the best in Florida. Plus sandwiches like the bourbon teriyaki, spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. Hangar Bay Cafe, open 7 days a week, 2294 Mayport Road, online at hangarbaycafe.com.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. As Georgia continues its hand recount, another county found votes not previously included in the election results. The National Restaurant Association is refuting claims that restaurants are contributing to the uptick in the coronavirus nationwide, saying they have become a convenient scapegoat for those who advocate for shutdowns. And more states begin to put restrictions on people gathering for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, before we come up with our next guest, let me squeeze in a couple quick calls. Let's go to Jesse on line 7. Hey, Jesse, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I think, Facebook is a private company, but if their purpose and their mission is to allow people the freedom of speech, they need to allow people the freedom of speech. They shouldn't just, if it hurts their feelings, if the truth hurts their feelings, then they just block it. I mean, that's a little ridiculous.
What if
actually freedom of speech?
What if an argument is made as they looked at MySpace years ago and they saw, what a free-for-all that became. So they have algorithms in place where they only allow people who agree with one another to primarily have communication with one another. So in other words, if you're a Trump supporter, you basically are going to be geared towards other people of like not thinking. But if you're a Biden supporter, they keep those people with one another. Do they have a right, or should they do that?
I just don't think they ought to separate it. I think that people should have freedom of speech, minus certain things like encouraging violence, nudity, things that are not legal.
Okay.
All right, we lost her. All right, that's fine.
If the truth hurts them, then maybe they shouldn't be in that business.
All right. Hey, it's good to have you on. I appreciate it. Yeah, we'll talk more about that. We're getting a lot of input on the issue about whether or not we should be regulating social media. Ron Sachs, who we partner up with, he is very, very well known. He is the CEO of Sachs Media Group. And it's good to have seen in the studios this morning.
Well,
man.
Ed, it's always a privilege and a pleasure to have you broadcasting from our headquarters here in Tallahassee.
That's right, man. We are good to be here today. I like things that break the monotony of all the news and politics and everything else. Roger, you're going to like this. They got a great site going on. You guys are partnering up with the company called America's Newspaper. The website's called Share Gratitude 2020. What's it about?
Well, I think almost anybody among your listeners and the regular people all across the country would consider 2020 maybe the worst year in our lives. Maybe individuals have had a tough year with health or financial problems, but all of us are going to look back on 2020 as the hardest year of our lives. So as we're approaching the holidays, our team decided to do something to kind of lift people's spirits, because one thing we've learned, as hard as this year is, we still have lots of things,
right,
all of us, for which to be grateful. So we partnered up with the National Trade Association, America's Newspapers, and launched earlier this week Share Gratitude 2020. That's the website, ShareGratitude2020.com.
It's good, too, by the way. You got to check this out.
And if you go to it, your listeners can post a photo and some message points about what they're grateful for, family, friends, faith, a job, nature, God, anything, nothing political, nothing coarse or vulgar.
Good.
And there's a little four-year-old girl who's got a video on there, Samantha Rose Cohn, who is the daughter of one of my business partners here. And it's the most beautiful video. It will bring tears to your eyes and a smile in your heart to see this little girl just wax emphatically about what she's grateful for, everything. Everything she's grateful for, but she ticks them off, Mom, Dad, my clothes, my books, and to see the energy this little girl has, will warm your listeners' hearts. So we ask everybody to go there, post a photo and some message points about your gratitude, or even a video, and lots of people all across the country are going to do it.
Yeah, the website, again, is called ShareGratitude2020.com. Real quick, because you're busy. How are you busy in the 8 to 9 hour? Okay, anyway, so this is what I'm getting at. For a lot of those out there, again, folks, this is phenomenal. This is almost like, if I may, with all, this is like a different version of kind of like a YouTube thing.
It is. And, we're going to remember this year for the virus, the COVID-19 virus. This is a healthy virus, a virus of gratitude. We want people to spread it. It's a positive virus of gratitude. And all of us can find many things for which we're grateful. And we want you to share those things on this Share Gratitude 2020 site to inspire others to do the same thing.
How long would this be around for people to upload videos?
We're doing it all the way through the holidays and early into 2021.
So with Thanksgiving, whether or not you have limited to 10 or more, we like to see the videos, right?
Absolutely. So come on, folks. ShareGratitude2020.com. Get on there. Say something beautiful. Have your friends, family, colleagues do it, your neighbors. And let's spread this healthy virus of gratitude.
And we'll keep promoting on our end. Again, go to ShareGratitude2020.com. The CEO, the Sachs Media Group.
With America's Newspapers. Right. And Ed Dean, you are the morning star of radio.
I appreciate it, man. I thank you for everything, man.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, your call is coming up next. 904-831-0600. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Slow traffic on Cassett Avenue headed north, right between I-10 and Edgewood Avenue. Add an extra 4 minutes, and if there's anything you see that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Lots of sunshine today. The high will be 65. This evening we'll see a few clouds and a low near 55. Right now, 53 degrees.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Getting ready in the morning has been harder than ever, but did you know dressing for work can actually make you more productive? In fact, getting dressed for work each morning can even improve your performance, according to a recent study in the Wall Street Journal. Untucked shirts are a simple way to look sharp instantly, and they're designed to be worn untucked so you'll stay comfortable all day long. So for your next Zoom call, lose the t-shirt and grab an untucked shirt instead. Get 30% off wrinkle-free button-downs for a limited time only at any Untucked store or at Untucked.com. Untucked shirts, designed to be worn untucked.
You know what's not healthy? Stressing about work. Or maybe you're out of work. Stop. Hit reset. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. Financial aid, including the GI Bill, is available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's take some more calls. 904-831-0600. Lindsay, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Good morning to you and Roger.
Hey, brother. Hey. What's going on?
Oh, well, I was intrigued on your topic because you hit it right on the head. These companies and the social media are absolutely free to, you know, publish, and I've used that word intentionally, however they want. Right. They're regulating, you know, when they are controlling content, they're creating content. And what is frustrating to me is the immunity that they enjoy under the Section 230 of the the Cyber Act, because they are publishers. Ted Cruz in a hearing with Jack Dorsey did an excellent job of showing that. Just this morning, I had one tweet in my timeline that said there was voter fraud, and there was the caveat down there, this claim is disputed. Then right below it, another article that said there's no voter fraud, but no tag on it. Well, if the claim that there is voter fraud is disputed, then that means the claim that there is not voter fraud is by definition disputed as well. And having that immunity is the biggest thing that bothers me, because they need to be held responsible for how they are creating content.
So let me throw something at you. So we're going to call her Emily. She's one of our researchers. She is the bomb. She is awesome. She says, quote, and remember, she does all this legal stuff as well. She says, Ed, you don't, she sends me my text message. I mean, she's almost like a writer for this show. She says, you don't have the freedom of speech on someone else's property.
Absolutely agree with that.
Yeah, but
absolutely agree with that.
I think the point Lindsay is making, though, and correct me if I'm wrong, Lindsay, is that they have a right to regulate speech, but they also are immune from any type of liability or with respect to libel and slander, because you know they get to be both a platform as well as a publisher at the same time, as far as the law is concerned.
That's exactly it. Because if I write some scandalous, libelous letter, let's say, and I put it to the Times Union, and they publish it in the newspaper. Well, guess what? If that is all lies and slanderous material in there, then I'm going to be held liable for it, and so is the Times Union for publishing it. Right now, Twitter, Facebook, and all of these social media platforms don't have that same liability, yet they are engaging in the same type of activity.
Okay, hold on now. Let me ask this question. What if there's a letter to the editor that it was reporting a misinformation? You want, and the Times Union didn't know. It's a letter to the editor. It's like a post. Now, come on, it's a freedom of speech. But I mean, should you really be suing the Times Union because they had no? Again, it's a letter to the editor. Why should they be sued as well? Unless they want to sit back and claim it as a straight news article, then that could be a different story. Correct.
Well, it can be a different story because in one, they're simply a publisher. In the other one, they are the actual creator and author of the article. But you can still be held liable for publishing slanderous material.
Exactly. Someone's character could have been, basically disparaged, and the Times Union had an opportunity to stop that, but they went ahead and printed it anyway when they had the opportunity to screen that and say, no, we're not going to disparage that person's character.
All right.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what bothers me. Twitter, Facebook, they absolutely have the right to regulate content however they wish. But my point is that when you are doing that, when you are regulating content, you are creating content, and it should come with the same responsibility to the public.
Lindsay, good to have. Hey, Lindsay, what some of these local municipalities want to put regulations on 10 people for Thanksgiving? You saw that?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to be number 11. I'm going to call the media so I can get you in trouble. I'm messing with you. Hey, good to have you on this morning, man. Lindsay, thank you for the call. So that was great. And of course, Roger's telling me Lindsay's a lawyer. So that was a great point. No, I mean, I was reading your email here. I mean, we chat back and forth between the glass. So it was good on that one. So, all right. And something's going to happen. But the problem is the left doesn't think there's enough censorship going on. We'll play that coming up next. Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. While the coronavirus is still spreading around the country, the rate of increase appears to be slowing, at least it has in the past few days. 162,000 new infections yesterday, about 4,000 less than the day before, and Monday's total was below that of the previous day. Amid reports of progress and work on a vaccine, the nation's top infectious disease expert voices confidence in the safety and efficacy of any vaccine that is cleared for distribution. Christopher Krebs is out as the country's top election security official. President Trump has fired him after Krebs ruled out fraud as having played any significant role in the election. Stock futures higher on Wall Street. Dow futures up 113 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 15 points. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Portman. The search for a murder suspect from our area has ended in another state. Clay County Police had been looking for Sean Brady, believing him to be the man responsible for a deadly shooting. Yesterday, authorities say Brady was shot and killed by police in Maryland after he shot an officer. No word on how that officer is doing. The man should be all right, but the woman whom Jacksonville police found in the car with him has died. They arrived at the scene on Maplewood Street yesterday morning to find both of them suffering from gunshot wounds. Police say the two were shot while they were sitting in the car. There's now a coronavirus test you can take at home and get the results in half an hour without leaving your home. The catch is it's only approved for emergency use with a prescription. The FDA approved it yesterday. Also yesterday, the number of positive COVID cases in Duval County went above 39,000, while the statewide total went above 897,000. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
As an investor, what do you get from a discount broker or mutual fund? Not much. But if you're seeking planning, financial architecture, direction, and personal interaction, we're a fee-based, independent, credentialed financial advisor. We're Capital Dimensions Wealth Management, a 15-year-old Jacksonville-based firm that performs in-depth analysis and then on-site interviews with companies globally before investing our clients' money. If we can help you in your quest for financial independence, contact us at 730-3877 or drop by our office on University Boulevard. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Stop-and-go traffic on 95 headed north, right between JTB and Bowden Road. It's from an accident that has the left lane blocked, so add an extra 7 minutes and be aware. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny skies today with a high of 64. This evening, a few clouds and a low of 55. Right now, it is 55 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. More states begin to put restrictions on people gathering for the Thanksgiving holiday. Social media giants Twitter and Facebook were back on Capitol Hill again, testifying about the issue of censorship. And with COVID cases going up in Florida, one local hospital says they haven't seen any evidence of hospitals being overwhelmed right now.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, don't forget we got the podcast following the morning show. Go to WBOB.com and click on the Ed Dean Extra. Yes, I admit I am a little extra. Also, the email address, ed@wbob.com. We've talked about the issue where some of these states, they want to have restrictions on how many should be at Thanksgiving coming up next Thursday out there. Should we be limited to 10? That's what some of the CDC guidelines, that's what the currently president-elect Joe Biden says as well. But the reason why they say they need to have it, because there are cases of COVID that have been spiking. Florida is one of those that doesn't have the major outbreak that we've seen in many other states, but hospitalizations are a little bit rising locally and statewide. Matthew Thompson with Baptist Health says, yeah, we are seeing an increase in hospitalizations, but he tells News 4 Jax, we haven't seen any evidence of hospitals being actively overwhelmed as of right now. But there's a group out there that is getting sick and tired of being blamed for the reason of having shutdowns and for the reasons of spreading COVID-19, our restaurants. The National Restaurant Association has issued a letter to many of the governors out there claiming that there is no scientific evidence linking restaurants around the country with the spread of COVID-19. They also say that the claims that restaurants are contributing to the uptick are a scapegoat for the argument and for the excuse of having the shutdowns. Host of the show, Bar Rescue, John Taffer, says, so wait a second. Now we're going to limit the amount of restaurants and how late they can be open versus 100% capacity. He says the question should be really asked, how much in business are restaurants going to lose?
We've reduced potential by 75%. So the question becomes, what do restaurants do? Do they open and tolerate and get through this and just try to sustain themselves? Or do they sit and wait until profitability can be more assured? Because capacity is higher. Nobody's going to make money in this current scenario. The issue is, how much do we lose?
Did you hear that? The question is how much are we going to lose? Chaffer also says, wait, if you limit us back down, even if you just try to throw us an olive branch to 25%, he says, that just isn't going to cut it for many of the restaurants.
25% is a big difference from 50%. You know, restaurants have fixed costs, rent, insurance, various fixed costs that aren't revenue-based. Those costs can run about 30%. Labor runs 30%. Food runs 30%. I'm up at about 90% now. Revenues drop below 50% of potential. None of the percentage costs work anymore. It now would take me 4 hours to serve 100% of the people. It used to take me an hour to serve.
Okay, but you know, Raja, I think we have the remedy for this. Remember this story that just came out recently from Fox News? Guess what? All you got to do is just, if you go to a local restaurant, just give them your name, your tag number, social security number, and if you come down with COVID, they can track you down.
The state now says in order to help with COVID contact tracing, bars and restaurants will need to start collecting names and phone numbers of all patrons. But some say it's just another way to single out the industry with no real proof that they are the problem.
The state will require all restaurants and bars that offer dine-in food service to maintain accurate records of names and phone numbers of people who eat on site, along with the date and time they walked in. If customers do not want to give that information, they can be refused service.
Okay, so Roger, this is the whole thing. You said something earlier, which I think many people, a lot of callers agreed with. I'm not in favor of all these mask mandates.
We got right.
Because I think if you educate people, guess what? They're going to wear more masks, and as they should. If you want the local private industry to do it, let the businesses are going to do it. If somebody comes down with COVID and you didn't properly clean up the place, guess what? You may be in possibility of a lawsuit. I don't support that. But having said all this, I think a lot of local areas can sit back and say, okay, this is what we recommend. Do it. Because, Roger, I mean, the question still has to be asked. I don't know the answer. We got more mask mandates than we've ever had before, and we still got COVID ticking up in some of these states.
Yeah, they say one of the definitions of leadership in America is getting people to do what you want them to do while thinking, getting them to think it was their idea. And people do not want to be told what to do. In America, people will rebel against that every time. But if you get them thinking, hey, this is a good idea, I want to do this, this is something I'm going to do based on my own initiative, then I think that's probably the best route to take.
One of my favorite publications, the Wall Street Journal, came out today and said that the claims about Dominion voting machines switching millions of votes from Trump to Biden are unfounded.
You know those Dominion voting systems that had that glitch in Michigan and switched 6,000 Trump votes to Biden? Well, they have completed data analysis on them, and they have found that 2.7 million Trump votes were deleted nationwide. That's 2.7 million Trump votes deleted nationwide. 221,000 Pennsylvania Trump votes were switched to Biden. That's 221,000 Trump votes switched over to Biden. 941,000 Pennsylvania Trump votes were deleted out of the system.
Uh-huh.
And 435,000 votes nationwide were switched from Trump to Biden. So, folks, have faith. Just give it some time. We all knew this was going to be a Trump landslide.
Really? I didn't think so. Trump administration. I mean, I to this day, and Roger, I'm very consistent. I want to go through these lawsuits because we know fraud. We know it happens in South Florida. We know it happens in Philadelphia. But what you know and what you can prove are two different things. And the question is first off, Trump shouldn't even be in play in the state of Pennsylvania, but they have done quite well. But the bottom line is it enough to cover the margin? Again, me and Roger, we are the captains of Team Reality. Right now, It doesn't show that. But let's say hypothetically, let's play what if. This is a new thing we're going to be doing. What if?
Mm-hmm.
What if Trump does pull out in Pennsylvania? Well, he's got to pull out in Georgia. What if Trump wins Georgia and Pennsylvania? He's still at, what, 268 maybe? He's not, or I mean, he's still not going to have enough votes out there.
Yeah, you'd have to flip Michigan or Milwaukee as well and Arizona. So, or Arizona. Yeah, it's just not enough. And, you know, like I said, this is team reality here. You know, the fact of the matter is there was an election. Yeah, there were probably some irregularities, but probably not enough to cross the threshold to change the outcome.
All right, let's take some calls. 831-0600. Who you want to go with first?
Let's go with Phil.
Hey, Phil, good morning, man.
Good morning, Team Reality number 1 and number 1.1. I'm not necessarily in the door. This is number 9. Listen, the Pilgrims, back way back when we weren't all around, didn't say, wait a minute, we can't bring up another chair and limit the amount on the table. And also, what's going to go away is these long tables. We had one in town of Orange Park. They had them in a lot of different cities and villages and towns and estates. And how do you put 120 people, 200-300 people, 6 feet apart? You're going to need a whole stadium to seat them. But we'll see what happens down the line. You guys are awesome. Have a great Wednesday.
Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you soon, man. Appreciate the call. 904-831-0600. Who do you want to go to, James?
Let's go with James, yes.
Hey, James, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
I find it funny how they're attacking restaurants as being the source of the problem. It's kind of like their go-to boogeyman for COVID. But they neglect the fact that you have a lot more traffic through grocery stores and other areas like that, like your Walmarts, Targets, all those things. Yet they still stay open. When you're in a Walmart or a Target or a grocery store, you're touching items, putting it back on the shelf. What are they going to do about that?
Good point.
James, man, that is probably maybe the call of the morning. You knocked out of the ballpark. I remember this meme going around, James. Remember the beaches were supposed to be unsafe, and you've got this cop coming up to you going, hey, dude, get off this beach. If you want to go somewhere safe, go to Walmart.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
exactly. you make up a good point. It's just totally inconsistent, you know. So who knows? I don't know. By the way, for Thanksgiving, are you going to have a huge group over? And if you do, like, for example, if you want to do it outside. But what are you guys going to, I mean, what will you do for Thanksgiving? Are you going to have a huge group over? And you think people are going to really limit it to 10?
Oh, no, I'm going to have a large party over probably at least 20 people. So yeah. It's people that I've come in contact day to day. What changes, you know, whether if I'm with my family at the house at any given time or just because it's Thanksgiving, COVID's on the alert.
Yeah, that's a good point. These restrictions, one of my buddies called me up last night and says, isn't it interesting? We still had spikes going before the election. It's amazing all these shutdowns occur after the election.
You know, it's so interesting. You know, you hear about, well, you know, groceries, you have to have those, so you can't shut down the grocery stores. Well, yes, you can, because one of the things that COVID changed for me, I ordered groceries by Instacart for the first time. You can have home delivery of groceries or curbside service, just like many of the restaurants can.
Roger, you're living like a real Republican. You have it delivered to you. It's a little joke.
Not every time.
All right, 843 at Dean Roger Henderson Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slower than usual slow traffic on JTB headed east, right between Hodges and just past San Pablo. Add about 5 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Sunny skies today with a high of 64. This evening, a few clouds and a low of 55. Right now, it is 55 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I'm Clayton Bromberg of Underwoods. You know, we've sold fine quality diamonds for a long time and think that's important. If you drew a line with the poorest diamonds with the lowest prices to the left and the highest quality to the right, our diamonds are at the far right end. Once we know the weight, the grading factors of cut, color, and clarity have to be considered. And the one that's talked about the least but's the most important to us is the diamond's cut grade, because it has huge implications on both price and beauty and thus value. I've bought diamonds for Underwoods for over 30 years, so I know what's out there, and the cut grade's not important to most diamond sellers. That's really been the Underwood difference, because beautifully cut diamonds result in the most important thing they can do. They bring a joy of owning and wearing a diamond, not just today, but tomorrow and into the future. That's important to us and should be to you too, because nothing brings more joy than wearing a beautiful diamond from Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning as Georgia continues its hand recount. Another county found votes not previously included in the election results. The National Restaurant Association is refuting claims that restaurants are contributing to the uptick in the coronavirus nationwide, saying they have become a convenient scapegoat for those who advocate for shutdowns. And more states begin to put restrictions on people gathering for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Williamsport, Pennsylvania today, Rudy Giuliani leading the Trump campaign into court, trying to hold off a motion to dismiss the campaign's challenge to the vote in the Keystone State. If the Obama-appointed judge grants the motion to dismiss, it could be a big blow to the Trump campaign. But Giuliani suggests a loss could be a stepping stone to the Supreme Court. Democrats insist it is already well past time for President Trump to move on. In Georgia, more good news for President Trump today. Another missing memory card. This one in Fayette County, reducing Joe Biden's margin by another 449 votes. Though Biden still leads by nearly 13,000.
Fox News' John Roberts, good morning. 48 minutes after 8 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Yesterday, we talked about Floyd County, which is in North Georgia. Over 2,600 ballots. A good chunk went to President Trump, and some of it went to the president-elect Biden out there. And then also came up Fayette County, just south of Atlanta. Their memory card, they said, did not properly upload. 2,700 votes, so a good chunk of them went for Trump, and another chunk went for Biden out there. But according to the Secretary of State, it's not going to matter as of right now. It's still a 13,000-vote lead for of that of the Democrat candidate, Joe Biden. So here's the whole thing, Roger. This is the reason why I like these recounts. I don't mind having the lawsuits. Trump's probably not going to overtake the margin. But to me, does the end justify the means? And to me, it means you expose the areas where the flaws occurred. That's what we need to be looking at.
Exactly. And with the hope that these are going to be corrected and we won't have flaws in future elections, at least not as many.
Yeah. So 904, 904-831-0600.
Big tech has come under a lot of scrutiny recently for its role in politically influencing its users. The debate continues to heat up over how much social media sites can improve on policing themselves when it comes to delivering news fairly. Facebook especially has been under the magnifying glass with its recent political ad policy.
That was Jamal Williams from TheHill.com, where a boatload of those polled think that those are the social media companies like Facebook and Twitter absolutely have too much influence on the country today. As more lockdowns are coming up on the horizon, Governor Ron DeSantis has said, hey, it ain't happening. I'm not going to do one statewide. But does it limit to what a local municipality may do? So the media wanted to hear from Dr. Fauci. For example, Dr. The Fauci is what they're calling, the Fauci. Here's CNBC's Shepard Smith. What's Dr. Fauci doing for Thanksgiving, as some states want to limit how many people should you be able to eat with next Thursday on Turkey Day? Let's go with clip number eight. Here we go.
Many officials are warning about gathering for Thanksgiving. So what is Dr. Fauci doing?
My wife and I are going to have dinner together, a quiet dinner. We're going to get on Zoom and we're going to talk and smile and laugh and drink and eat with our children who are doing it distally and virtually. Now, that was just a decision we made. I'm not saying every family needs to make that decision.
But you could follow the Fauci. Or if you can't be convinced, visit family and friends and keep the group small. Consider these updated CDC guidelines. This is new. First, quarantine for 14 days before you go. Second, get tested and know the result before you travel. And obviously, if you're positive, don't travel. And third, host people outdoors at Thanksgiving. But remember, avoiding the gathering altogether is the very safest.
Why don't I just call myself the Ed? Since it's the Fauci.
The Fauci. You know, technology may be the solution here. We're only probably about 10 years away from really honing in on virtual reality and 3D video gaming. Maybe there's ways you can put cameras in the house for Thanksgiving and you feel like you're in the same room when you're really not.
Isn't that like that Big Brother show? But I mean, hey, think about this for a second. For a lot of you, and this is a question I think I'm going to ask on next week's show. As you know, Thanksgiving Day, some people look forward to it, Rod. Some don't, because you've got in-laws, outlaws that may be a Trump supporter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And maybe a Biden supporter. Maybe this is the better way through Zoom, so you don't have to spend 2 hours with him. You can cut off the conversation after, I don't know, 15 minutes.
We're having internet connection difficulties. Sorry, Uncle John.
Yeah. 904-831-0600.
What's so maddening about this is we've been through this now twice. We've been through it in the spring and in the summer. And, you know, in the spring, you know, we were told that lockdowns were gonna quickly turn things around and it was going to be 15 days to flatten the curve. None of that turned out to be true. It turns out that lockdowns actually in many ways appear counterproductive because they drive people inside. And there's a lot of transmission inside. They don't do anything to help people in nursing homes and care homes where so many deaths occur.
That's the author of the book Unreported Truths by former New York Times Alec Berenson. He says, we've had these lockdowns, they just don't seem to work. Holiday online shopping season, 33% increase over this year's what projected than that of last year. From the Fox Business Network, Ashley Webster.
Amazon is warning shoppers not to wait until the last minute to buy gifts. Adobe Analytics predicts a total of $189 billion in online holiday sales, a 33% increase compared to last year. That's amazing. According to the analytics company ShipMatrix, as many as 7 million packages a day could face delays from Thanksgiving to Christmas. The estimates are for 86.3 million parcels a day during that.
But Roger, you know, if let's say it has a decent year, Trump won't get credit. It'll be Biden. You watch. The vaccine coming through, that'll be Biden getting all the credit.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right.
That's
your
politics.
Emails. Your emails coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Slower than usual, slow traffic on JTB headed east, right between Hodges and just past San Pablo. Add about 5 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunny skies today with a high of 64. This evening, a few clouds and a low of 55. Right now, it is 55 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media.
Now here's syndicated columnist Gal Thomas.
Remember when pro-Trump crowds chanted "lock her up" whenever the president mentioned Hillary Clinton? The big media deplored the sentiment and deplored Trump for not rebuking his fans. They also attacked the president for his negative comments about John McCain. Well, now the media and Trump haters have an opportunity to do the same when the shoe is on the other foot. Given the opportunity to denounce recent violence against mostly peaceful pro-Trump demonstrators over last weekend in Washington, a Joe Biden spokesperson only said he denounces all violence. When Trump said the same, the media and Democrats criticized him for not specifically denouncing white supremacy, which he came to do. Jennifer Rubin writes for the anti-Trump Washington Post. She wants the Biden people to create an enemies list so that Trump administration employees will find it difficult to find work when they leave. Same with Trump voters. There's no criticism of them for their statements. And so it goes in Washington. It isn't called the establishment and swamp for nothing. Trump tried to drain it. Watch it refill. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Are you worried about working till you drop, losing your job, or not being able to retire? Lifestyles Unlimited members learn how to leave those worries behind. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and discover life-changing information, like the principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, why you should have real estate in your portfolio, 5 ways real estate makes you money, and a whole lot more.
Weeknights at 9 on WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1. The Answer.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
First off, we want to thank Ron Sachs and the Sachs Media Group. We broadcast out of their studios every time we come to Tallahassee. So a big shout out to them. Don't forget ShareGratitude2020.com. Upload your videos. It's like a great YouTube thing. Nothing political. Upload why and what you are grateful for. Hey, Rog, are you ready for some emails?
Let's do it.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Here's one from Robert. Ed, Team Reality, you got to be flipping kidding me. Every morning I hear you two, it should be called Team Nightmare, all right?
What?
Yeah, the nightmare is that you guys are wrong. Trump is going to pull this thing out later this week. All right.
Okay.
All right, here's an...
lunch on you. If you
That's right. I'll take you the Roost Crisp. I'll pay for it, man. Here's one from Paula. Ed, I think what the reality ought to be is, as a liberal, which I am, that what ticks me off the most is not the liberal philosophy of Bernie Sanders, but what you guys are going to co-op with Joe Biden. And I replied, what do you mean? She replies by saying, Biden worries me because he's reaching out to you guys to strike a deal because he's buddies with Mitch McConnell. I think that commercial you played earlier, one of those clips, that it's going to be President McConnell and Vice President Biden. Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, there is discussion that he wants to create a national unity government and have more, at least moderate to conservatives in his cabinet. Who knows? Mitt Romney may even join his cabinet.
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of these emails that we'll probably have to get to tomorrow. You can always email me, ed at WBOB.com. That's Ed at WBOB.com. We coined the phrase. It's going to be, well, I mean, somebody else probably got it before we did. Team reality. We live in the reality world. I get it. Believe me, I like to be an alternative universe, but reality world must set in. We're like doctors, all right? You're going to have to go out and work off some of those pounds. Well, that's what we're going to do with some of you out there, which is very unfortunate because I like to see the results go a different way. But hey. Hey, again, thank you to the Sachs Media Group. We are so grateful to them. Ed, Dean, Roger, Henderson, thankful to God every day for the show and all of you. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 to 9 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.